Blog Talk Radio.
City. This is interesting. In 1542, Mary, Queen of Scots, was born, and of course she ended up on the block, losing her head as the Admiral and the General at Pearl Harbor, Admiral Husband Kimmel and General Walter Short, lost their heads in effect because they were blamed for not being prepared at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, although we are learning from military intelligence, that there was ample warning to the United States. Some came from the Dutch naval attaché or naval intelligence in Indonesia. Also, the fact that in San Francisco there was a naval intelligence office. I don't know if it's still there. And they were able to read the Japanese codes. And also American Telephone and Telegraph had a major office and still has a major office here and is still reading stuff. So there's a lot of questions. And, of course, we can draw an analogy with Churchill and the Enigma machine. Of course, the movie has come out about Alan Turing, the genius who broke the code on the Enigma machine, which was invented by the Poles, and the Germans got it, and they used it for all of their military communications. And copies were brought over to England after Poland fell, and the Germans didn't know this. And the British broke the codes through Alan Turing's brilliant work. And of course, the British knew, Churchill knew that Coventry would be bombed, but he felt that he could not reveal the fact that Coventry would be bombed, and he found out about it because they would have disclosed, he thought, to the Germans that they now had an Enigma machine and the Germans would change their codes. So the question is begged, was Pearl Harbor sacrificed to get the United States into the war? It's going to be one of those controversial questions. Now, one of the survivors of the USS Arizona, I met him many years ago. Unfortunately, we didn't get an audio interview. Red at Red's Java House, which still exists here in San Francisco. He sold it. He was an underage. He joined the Navy, and he lied about his age like Colonel Hodges. Trevor Hodges lied about his age. He was on the USS Arizona, and he was one of the survivors. After the war, he came back to San Francisco and started Red's Java House. And every time there's Naval Week here, a lot of sailors and Marines go there. And it's a place that the waterfront working man's lunch place. and they had the best sandwiches, $1.50 for a big ham sandwich. You got a jug wine or beer, really good hamburgers, and it was a great place. And it's still there if you ever come to San Francisco, although it's not owned by the Red anymore. Now, I met a relative of Admiral Husband Kimmel. This woman claimed she was homeless, so she was homeless. I asked her, I said, "Is your name Kimmel?" And she says, "Yes." I said, "Are you related to Admiral Husband Kimmel, who took the fall, one of the military leaders who took the fall at Pearl Harbor?" And she says, "Yes." She was a distant relative. Now, there was a congressional hearing, as usual, and General Walter Short and Admiral Husband Kimmel were called before that committee, and they took the fall for the disaster at Pearl Harbor. Among the other birthdays today, great Italian opera. It's called Verismo. Pietro Mascagni wrote Pagliacci, which is about the clown, and Cavaliere Rusticano. He was born today. A great woman author of the West, Willa Cather. Richard Franco Goldman. He was the other American March King, and he wrote this famous march, which we are now going to play, which is part of our educational musical archives. Too much about Goldman, but that's one of his best marches. In fact, it's probably his best march. Now, also on this day, the first president of the American Newspaper Publishers Association took over, Hayward Hale Bruin. Unfortunately, the media doesn't have the credibility that it once had. Just look at the reporting on Ferguson, Eric Garnier case, and all these other cases, the cover-up of the rape of U.S. Navy sailor Stephen Neri, children who are raped by politically connected sexual pedophiles, and then lesbian rape. This is a subject we'll get into. It happened in the San Francisco school district in the showers, and that's why kids don't want to take showers because they're afraid they're going to be sexually molested. Of course, this is in San Francisco, the Anything Goes city, and that title was given to San Francisco during the administration of then-Mayor Art Agnos. San Francisco Police Chief Frank Jordan lambasted Agnos' administration as Anything Goes, and apparently we've had two mayors since, and it's still Anything Goes. Also on this day, we had Noam Chomsky born. He's become a political polemist. Among the deaths today, one of the great French military generals, cavalry officer, but he was rash at Waterloo, Marshal Ney. After Napoleon's 100 days and he surrendered after the defeat at Waterloo, Napoleon was shipped off to St. Helena, where he died, and Marshal Ney died at the hands of a firing squad. Ney was 46 years old. Another famous military officer, Captain Bligh, died in London. He was about 63. Famous canal builder, Ferdinand de Sleps, the builder of the Suez Canal, which still runs today, and his attempt to build the Panama Canal. De Sleps died on this day. Also, Giuseppe Verdi wrote an opera, Aida, to commemorate the opening of the Suez Canal. Thomas Nast, the great political cartoonist during the late 19th century, when he lambasted the corrupt political machines in New York. Unfortunately, we don't have any good cartoonists to lambast the political machines today. One of the greatest Wagnerian sopranos, surprisingly, she died at 62. She was a wunderkind, if I can use that phrase, came out of Norway, big woman, big voice, and her recordings have never been surpassed. Kirsten Flagstad. Now, she did something that a lot of people were very angry about. She was in America when the Germans occupied Norway, and her husband was still there. She decided to go back and be with her husband, and a lot of American music people didn't forgive her for this. And so, but she came back after the war, and she made many recordings, and she was just as great a singer until her death in, I think, 1962. Another great actor, Eric Portman, did quite a few war films. He died, and you hear this term, Rube Goldberg. He died on this day. Among the other events, U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice Potter Stewart, he died on this day. Among the events today, the first woman, Tsarina of Russia, Elizabeth, she took the throne on this day. James Madison and Martin Van Buren were elected respectively president of the United States. We had a vice president named George Clinton. I don't know if he's related to this one. Also, in 1842, the New York Philharmonic gave its first concert, and it's the oldest symphony orchestra in America. In 1934, Wiley Post discovered the jet stream. Now, Wiley Post and Will Rogers took a plane trip to Alaska, and the plane crashed. And so you'll hear that Wiley Post and Will Rogers, but you don't hear much about the jet stream. And also at Pearl Harbor, first Japanese submarine was sunk by the USS Ward. And in 1944, guess what? The microwave was invented. Now, on the rest of the story, this question about this alleged rape at the University of Virginia that occurred a couple of years ago, we don't know the ethnicity of the female, and I think that's very important. And, of course, this author, Sabrina Edgley, is connected to GLAAD, which is the sexual preference media propaganda organ, and she's been involved in some other controversies. Now, this alleged rape case sounds like the pony rape case several years ago that erupted at Duke University in North Carolina, where the rugby players were accused of raping this black exotic dancer. Turned out the woman was a congenital liar. And these kids, had they not had their families were wealthy and could afford lawyers, they would have ended up being railroaded into a North Carolina state prison. The lawyer who prosecuted this case was later discovered to have committed all kinds of felonies. He was disbarred. He should have joined, should have gone to prison. Of interest, it's discovered by the Los Angeles Times, this is a surprise, that the California State Bar, the biggest bar in the country, has over 200 cases that have not been prosecuted or investigated of lawyers who have committed major violations of their ethics and also the regulations governing the behavior of lawyers in California. And, of course, we made a few, and we'll bring that up because we documented what these guys did. And this is a scandal that's erupting. And, of course, the taxpayers pay for the state bar. We fund it. It's a budget. So, but there's no accountability. Now, in the Eric Garnier chokehold case, here's a guy who's 250 pounds. He had a rap sheet of over 30 listings of various things, driving without a license, assault, some other scams, and none of the media is talking about that. Also, that video that was taken was carefully edited by the guy who took the video. The person who ordered that Garnier be arrested happened to be a black New York police official, a woman. How interesting. So, and what is shocking is conservatives, I don't know if they're still reeling from Ferguson, but you would think that they wouldn't rush to judgment, but that's what happened. You expect this from the radical left, but that's the way these things go. Now, we are going to, since this is Pearl Harbor week, tomorrow we will do a special on George Christopher, San Francisco's last honest, ethical, and competent mayor, who had international prestige. He did diplomatic missions for President Eisenhower, and he hosted Khrushchev here and saved diplomatic relations. We'll play that. And, of course, he was responsible for the third transformation of San Francisco. What's going on in San Francisco today is an emerging class warfare where these young yuppies and techies are coming in, and they are able to lease expensive BMWs, Audis, Volvos, and they drive like there are no rules for them. They're arrogant. People who work in the restaurants who are making $8, $9 an hour complain about how arrogant and self-centered these people are. Also, they're racist. And also, they think that they're special, but they either are ignorant or have ignored history, because similarly, before the French Revolution, the aristocrats were running their horses through the cities, and just if you got in the way and you were a peasant, you got run down. Or if the aristocrats were in their carriage, the carriage ran over you if you didn't get out of the way. And then the guillotine was invented, and these people were brought back to earth in two pieces. But I see this occurring. There are going to be more exposés in the rest of the stories. We haven't heard from Costco on their workers who are preparing pizza are using don't use gloves. We have the videos of that given to us by the News Shadow. And you can see women, these pizza restaurant workers at Costco, bare hands mixing pizza dough, pizza cheese, salads, the meats and everything, and some of them have handled money with no gloves on. And, of course, with Ebola, tuberculosis, hepatitis, other communicable diseases, and, of course, we don't know the sanitary habits of these people. The question is, are consumers being put at risk? Also, another issue that's come up, and I just saw the sign today at Goodwill, that people are stores are concerned about people bringing in their little dogs, usually these women, usually, of course, they're men too, bringing in little dogs, and, of course, they use the cell phone, but these dogs are putting people at risk because they don't see the customers who obey these restrictions are running around with their carts and trying to do their shopping, and they don't see the little dog, and the dog is traumatized, and all for the ego and the stupidity of these pet owners. And of course, if something happens, if one of those dogs bites a customer, then the store's got some liability. We brought this to the attention of Costco, and we haven't heard from their president up in Washington. Also, Trader Joe's is another place, and the Safeway stores. It's all over, and it's time that the people respect pets. They don't belong in stores unless they are a service animal. Excuse me. So we'll be back tomorrow. I'm still getting over this nasty cold. Those of you who are thinking of getting the flu shot, you better think twice, because I got it and I came down with the flu. So I've had so much tea. The joke is I'll be sprouting tea leaves. Anyway, so we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to end with a couple of specials to honor the military men who died on this day, and all our other military men who survived World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and now are surviving Afghanistan and Iraq and all these other places. So we will end with I think this is appropriate. Excuse me. That we never forget the sacrifice of these young men and women, because we are free today and we can do what we want. Had they not gone to defend this country, we wouldn't be doing what we do and what we'd like to do. Excuse me. So let's play. We're going to play our In Memoriam to the Sailors and the Marines and the Army Air Corps, which was there. and we'll end with our edit that we did for Fleet Week. Tomorrow, December 8th, with the special enjoys Christopher, and then December 10th on Captain Colin P. Powell. Colin P. Kelly. Sorry, wrong colon. Good night and stay safe.